Oh, hi, Allison.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due balance. I'm not sure if there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
I know my husband talked to someone yesterday about what's been going on. I don't
know.
Not
from Local Splash, because there's no notes on the account. Do you think he was talking with a different company by chance?
Possibly.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, I am so sorry.
That's okay. I understand.
Back in February, I told someone that I wanted to cancel everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were persistent and wouldn't take no for an answer. And he ended up giving me a month free, but I still wanted to cancel.
I see. Okay. So I think that's what the issue is then, because if they offer you a free month, in the terms and conditions, it says that you have to call us 3 business days prior to the billing in order to prevent the next month's charge. So he does show that in the notes that he gave you the February 29th payment as a free month. And then it said that he covered with you that the next payment would be March 29th. So in order to prevent that charge, you would have had to call us 3 business days prior to that. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. However, it looks like you're getting some solid results. How come you're wanting to cancel by chance?
I'm getting results. What do you mean?
So in the time that you've been with us, your company, and I realize that the Facebook ads have since been removed, but the company had 100 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google, in the time that you've worked with us, your company has been found an additional 233 times. So I'm thinking that you're getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Have you seen the website that we built for you, TriCountyPaintingAndHomeRemodeling.com?
No, not really.
Oh, my goodness. You haven't even seen the site. Okay. I'll send you a text showing you the link right now. Keep in mind that there's an orange banner at the top of your site right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But some people see that and they think that their clients might think that they're out of business or something. But naturally, you know, once the payment goes through, that orange banner would come down. So it doesn't sound like you've been on the dashboard to see the results or anything like that, huh?
No, ma'am, not for quite some time, because when I get on it was frustrating. I was having a hard time trying to get anywhere. For the Google, when I hit on the Google part, it didn't do nothing for me. It just, you know, and I was getting frustrated, and on top of my husband getting in an accident, and I had another slip and fall and re-injured my back and neck. I have deuterative disc disease.
I'm sorry to hear that, Allison.
It's been one thing after another, let me tell ya.
I bet. And it sounds, I don't know what that is, but it sounds very painful if it's in your back. I know anything having to do with the back is very painful, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know if you got some prior notifications, but there is one option where we can cancel the program and just allow you to keep the website And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And, you know, naturally I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from, you know, matter of fact, I can do that for 29. I could put you into the corporate rate of 29. And I'm not supposed to reduce, you know, from 129 to 29. But if you think that that would work, I'll get it overridden for you. And then that way, you know, being that it is 2024, you know, bare minimum, you probably at least need a website anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like the Google number, like I don't know how to do any of that. And I'd rather have our numbers on there instead of the Google number.
Sure. It's not a Google number. It's a tracking number, but it's just a preference. You don't have to have it. So once we get that, you know, $29 up to speed, I can tell them to remove the call tracking number. And then do you prefer that the client calls go to this line or to the other one that's tied in with your husband's phone?
I'd rather it go to my husband's phone.
Okay, and then let's just see here because I see a couple of different options here. Is that the 248-609-3122? I think that's the tracking number. Okay, so give me the number that you want the client calls to go to so I can have them update it.
248-613-9207.
Okay, so we will have the call tracking number removed and we'll just have everything go through this number, 248-613-9207. Perfect. Okay, I see that. And then his name is Jeff.
And a lot of the calls that we have gotten.
Yes.
Really, it's more like spam calls. We're not getting new clients.
Okay, so what I can do is have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account, and then they can perform some updates behind the scenes that would help eliminate some of those spam callers. One thing you can do to get better results.
Angie's List kept calling us, and we didn't want Angie's List. You know, it was a lot of stupid things and out of state.
Wow. Okay, so what I would recommend then, like I said, I'd have them do the complete performance check on the account, but also one thing that will help you is to get some more five-star reviews on the Google listing. So even if you cancel the program and you just keep the site for $29 monthly, that Google listing still belongs to your business, right? So I can send you that review generator email again, and if you guys could work on getting another five-star rating here and there, that will definitely help you too.
Okay, because I'm gonna say, I know I have five stars. We actually had a client called a couple of days ago and from my husband's site on Google.
Oh, very good. So he has a different
painting. Gentry's painting is no longer up and running. It's Tri-County now, you know.
Interesting. But they said that they could still see Gentry's painting up there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look. I'm going to see if I can find it. Hold on. Gentry's painting, and then you usually have to search through the city and state, and then it should pop up. So let's see, is it still for Metamora, Michigan?
Nope, it's
Oxford. Or was it Oxford? Oh, I found it. Yep. That one's not doing as good in the reviews. It has a 2-star rating. Who created that one for you? Do you remember?
I did.
You did? Okay. So that should be easy. You could probably go in there and just remove that listing or deactivate it. And then that one comes down. And then we would put the correct phone number on the Tri-County listing that has the 5-star ratings. And then that way you wouldn't have to worry about that, you know, other listing in the future.
Well, we don't mind because my husband, you know, he's been in business for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
And Tri-County is new.
Want to leave it up there for branding. I see what you mean. Yeah, I understand.
Because Tri-County is still gentrifying, but it's still Jeff Gentry with Tri-County instead of gentrifying. And I know a lot of people are calling his site off his site because he has more experience.
So as an end user, if I found Gentry's painting, there's nothing on there that shows that that one has more experience than Tri-County. So, for instance, shows is that there's a 2-star rating on it. And then when you click on the photos, there's just some pictures of, you know, him doing some paintwork and a pictures of a business card. I guess if you dig deep into the business card, you can see 35 years of experience. But other than that business card being up there, there's nothing really that shows that that one has more industry expertise than the other one. Matter of fact, I would think people would get scared to call you because there's that one from review from 9 months ago from Ken Zardis. This guy is a joke.
He's a jerk, and he lied so much.
Which is good, right? But then there's another one 4 months ago that says they are not painters, just terrible, rude persons. And I don't know, you know,
that
what that one's about.
That was a teenage kid that did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, since you created that Google business page, you can submit to Google and explain to them, you know, that one guy was a jerk, the second one was a teenage kid that never was your client, and see if they would remove one or both of them. But in the meantime, what I would do is work on getting some more 5-star reviews for Gentry's painting, because that will decrease the relevancy of those 2 negative reviews, right? And then hopefully soon they're not even relevant.
We closed that business down. There is no Gentry's painting. So
okay, but I was just suggesting it because you said you still wanted to keep that Google listing up because you said that it shows that there's a lot more experience on it.
If you're telling me that, you know, it doesn't show the experience in that and where Tri-County does, you know, even though I just started this DBA a year now.
Okay.
But with the experience that my husband has, you know, even though we've been in business for 1 year, but I have a true professional under my belt, you know?
Yeah. Well, we can add that to your website. We could add, you know, 35 years of industry expertise, you know, don't hesitate to call, you know, something like that, because it doesn't matter if the business name has only been out there for a year. What people are more concerned with is that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done. You know what I mean? So we can definitely add that to your website, a banner that says, you know, 35 years plus industry expertise, and then that will help you with the Tri-County painting, you know?
Yeah. And I think we're not getting much calls because we are in Metamora. I think if we posted that, you know, in Oxford, you know, out of Oxford, I think we get more calls because we're getting a lot of calls because we, you know, we were in Oxford. Now we're in Metamora. small little community, small town, where it's all farmland, you know?
Yeah. But is it about almost 5 hours away, or is it closer?
What?
Metamora to Oxford?
Actually,
oh, 14 minutes
only...
away. It's 14. Yeah, I see. Okay. I had searched for something else. I misspelled it. Okay. Oxford to Metamora is 14 minutes away. Okay. So in order to do an address change for the tri-counting, you would have to have an address in Oxford that you could use in the event that Google would want to send a new PIN verification code out. Do you have something like that that would work? You don't have to use, even if, you know, it's an old address and you can't get mail there, you don't have to use that. You could use maybe even a friend or a relative or a colleague's address, because once it's verified, it could get hidden on Google anyway.
Right.
And I see the old address, the country you drive.
I don't know. Yeah, that's my sister-in-law. I don't know if I want to do the whole verification thing, because I had such a hard time the last time, and I have all these tri-counties and only one that's verified, and I'm like, oh my God, how am I so confused?
Yeah, I would be careful too, because when you initiate an address change, then not only does sometimes it issue a new PIN code, but then sometimes it also makes you go through the video verification again and upload documents. So, you know, doing an address change would definitely trigger all of those extra hoops that you have to go through. And especially if, you know, your husband's been in an accident and you hurt your back, you know, I think it would probably be better for everyone if you just converted your program to just the website hosting for $29. And then in the future, if you're wanting to, you know, kind of take on a larger volume of clients, then you could call us and we could kind of reinstate the Google portion of it. But, you know, if you're pacing things slowly right now due to injury, it's probably better anyway if you just take that off. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because right now we're trying to play catch-up to all of our bills. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, I have all this money going out to get us leads and get us jobs and that, but not seeing no success, no money coming in.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? And $29 a month sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, that's much better.
So I'm going to say let's do it.
Okay, so let me go ahead and I have to adjust the pricing for you and get an override. So I adjusted it there, and then I have to go in one more section and adjust it over here. And then, okay, so for the $29, the card that we have on file is saying that the account was closed. So is there a different card that you'd like to use?
Yes, just give me a second. I gotta find the little paperwork. Oh, good Lord, what did I do with it? Oh, no. Yeah, when I slipped and fell, I just did this this past Sunday.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. So everything's still tender.
We clean the floors at the dealership.
Okay.
And that's what I was doing. And I was putting the soap down on the ground, and there was some
transmission fluid and some oil, and next thing I know, I was up in the air and I hit the cement really hard.
Yeah,
and
that's so,
you know,
scary.
My head hit pretty hard as well. And it, thank God for my hair being up in a bun.
Yeah, it cushioned it a little bit.
With my hat on.
Yeah.
If I didn't have all that, I think my head would have been split wide open.
Oh, my goodness. That is the scariest thing.
Oh, my stepson's mom lives in our backyard.
Yeah.
And her and I are pretty close. We're pretty good friends. She calls me sister and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
And she watched this whole thing happen, and it traumatized her.
Oh, my goodness.
She's constantly checking in on me.
I think the good Lord must have been watching over you. It wasn't your time, because, you know, if you would have split your head open, who knows what would have happened. So thank goodness. I know that that's not fun to go through, but thank goodness it wasn't worse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with her being traumatized by that. I know that it was probably the worst thing she's ever seen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow, and here you're talking to me now, which is amazing. So you're like a miracle.
Yeah.
You really are.
Little accident prone, that's a miracle.
Yeah. Oh, but what are you doing for pain? Did they give you any advice on that? Because like I said, back pain's the worst, but it sounds like you did a number to your head too.
Well, and I've had neck surgery, my neck's infused.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wow, that's a triple whammy.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, it's tender. I just take my nerve block and muscle relaxers and just take it easy as much as I can.
There you go. Well, good. I'm happy you have something like that. And then probably maybe to some point, like ice and heat helps, but like alternating it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they told me when I had my my knee surgery. They just kept saying, ice it, and then you can alternate it with the heat. And then now I've been reading that if you put castor oil on sprains, that it helps heal it too. So sometimes at night I put like castor oil on my knee and I just wrap it and sleep with it like that. And then believe it or not, the next morning it feels better, you know? So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a little natural remedy. You can try right? it on your neck and
I
on
have,
your head.
I have pain cream, a tropical pain cream.
Oh, those work good. Like the Icy Hot and stuff, those work really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have the lidocaine patches as well, prescription kind. And
yep,
so I have a shit ton of those. So those have been
good. Good for you. Yeah, you have a whole supply if needed, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay, Allison, so I have the billing all set for you. Did you find the card yet?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead when you're ready.
It's 4427.
Okay.
3225.
Got it.
3606.
Okay.
3956.
Okay, expiration.
0728.
And the code?
445.
And it's still the same billing address on Metamora Road, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So I'll get the authorization for the $29. That way you'll be good to go there. And then that new number, which we're going to promote for Jeff, will be up on your website within one business day. So we say, you know, one business day, but we're here for another like hour and 10 minutes. So hopefully they'll get it done today. If not, no later than Monday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And thank you for taking care of that. I've definitely enjoyed talking to you. So I, you know, best wishes to both you and your husband and your recoveries, and have a really nice weekend coming up too.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Allison. Okay. Take care now. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.